Welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio. My name is Mark Kent. This is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Our chat room is open now at KCNR1460.com, or you can call in anytime you feel like it if you got some questions today at 530-605-4567. Again, today is July 17th, 2011. And so we are going to get right to it. Some reminders to go over. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview, Bonneview Baptist Church. It's now Destiny Fellowship, I believe. Make sure you listen to We the People Radio 8 to 10 on a.m. on Sunday mornings, and go to readingteaparty.com for more information. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now, so pry your butt up off the couch and educate yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors, go to meetings, check out the website, see what you can do to protect yourself, your family, and your neighbors from big, out-of-control government. Again, please call in if you feel free to call in if you have any questions. That's what this is all about, is getting answers to the hard questions and sticking to the issues so we understand what to do in these uncertain economic times. So anyway, I wanted to go over some headlines to start with. Headline number one. This was on 7-13 of 2000, July 13th of 2011 at WashingtonBlog.com. And so the headline is, Fed Chairman Bernanke said, gold is not money. His predecessor, Alan Greenspan, disagrees. But interesting thing there. I mean, when did gold not become money? At what point in time was that? Was that, gold has been money for 6,000 years, and then all of a sudden, Mr. Bernanke says gold's not money anymore. I don't know. He was asked by Ron Paul at that point, it's just amazing to me that anybody could, say that. How can gold not be money? So, what is money? Is it just paper? It used to be that we had a gold standard and that, everything was backed by gold. Your dollars were payable upon demand. You turn them in and you could get gold coin or silver coin for your money. So the fact that it's not money anymore is just off the charts ridiculous to even say that thing. And, the other thing that he said was when Ron Paul questioned him and said, then why do central banks have gold? And his answer was because it's tradition. Now, I mean, how off the charts ridiculous is that? Now, this is the guy that's supposed to be running the show on the on the free world on our money supply and monetary supply, and he's saying that they keep it for tradition traditional sake. It's unbelievable. So that's what we've got here. And, we start looking into this and, what's happening here is as our money is our fiat money is getting worth less and less and less. I don't know if you've noticed this, but every time I go to the store and buy something, it seems like I come out of the store with a lot less money than I did last week for the same items. And so we're having an inflationary cycle. But what people don't realize, I think, is that fiat money has never not gone to zero throughout history. Over and over and over again. As soon as you stop backing the money by gold or silver or something, sooner or later it gets devalued to the point where it's worthless. So at that point, when money becomes worthless, the only place to go is to put your investments into gold or silver or some commodity that actually has value, because paper is just paper. It takes about 6 cents to print a $1 bill, and it takes about 6 cents to print a $100,000 bill or a $1,000 bill or a $100 bill, whatever denominations you want to come up with here. But the real deal is that with no backing, it's basically counterfeiting if you just keep printing money out of thin air. So Greenspan you know, said that the supply and demand explanations of treating gold like other commodities, you know, simply don't pan out because it has other aspects of it besides just being a commodity. It has fungibility. It has a store value. There's certain things that make gold and silver, precious metals, money. And so, you know, if you went to the Constitution, it said that, you know, Congress had the power to coin money and, coin money and regulate the value thereof. So, that's what they said was money, was coin. So that's an interesting slant. And I thought that the fact that he's even saying that gold is not money anymore is just off the charts. Another thing about this is that what's happening here is that central banks themselves are loading up on gold because they know that the entire fiat money scam will soon collapse here. So why would he tell you or me or the general public at one of these meetings that gold is not money? If these guys are starting to buy more and more gold up the central banks worldwide, why would they say that it's not money and it's just tradition while they buy it all up? Do you think maybe they don't want you to have gold and stay in their fiat currency? I think that could be the problem. So that's the first thing that I wanted to talk about with the headline. And you know, our topic tonight is going to be, our subject matter here. We talk about money a lot because it's important, because there's a direct line of relationship between freedom and private property, and money is private property. If you haven't got the ability to acquire private property, then you don't have freedom anymore at some point, because you'll always be subject to the landowner. Well, that's kind of what's going on. Is if these guys are basically counterfeiting money out of thin air and renting it to us, and they don't want us to have any precious metal, and they just want us to stay in their paper currency that they're renting to us and charging us interest on and so forth. What's going on? I mean, that seems like there's a problem here that needs to be addressed in the mainstream media, and it's not being done. So, headline number two, the silver dealer inventories continue to spiral to new lows at the COMEX. Now, I don't know if everybody knows what the COMEX is, but that's the Commodities Exchange, and it's owned by J.P. Morgan Chase and CME. And what's interesting about that headline is that what's been happening is the COMEX has been over a period of a few years been slowly. Actually, it's getting faster and faster, the amount of silver that they're holding in the COMEX. This is important because the fact is that there's been a 70% drop in deliverable silver inventory, and the new low is down to 27.3 million ounces. If the COMEX runs into troubles and has the temporary inability to deliver on contracts, and it approaches a de facto default, most of the regulators and pundits, you know, are going to say they never saw this coming. But what that does is this could cause a default in the banking system, because if these contracts that are owned by J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC can't deliver the silver, they could default at the COMEX, which could be a real problem, because this could cause them to incur losses at this point of upwards of $200 billion. So, you know, we thought we had a banking problem before. This could cause another huge banking problem because what they've been doing is they've been draining the COMEX out of the silver inventories because they've oversold their contracts by 570 million ounces. So this is one of the topics tonight, is the fact that we're going to see a huge boom in silver here pretty soon. We're already starting to see it up at around 39 and some change already. In fact, I think we might break 40 before tomorrow is here. So it's starting to climb back up. And what you have to understand is it's doing that because of this fiat currency and this inflation. And there's going to be no place to run to if you don't get into some precious metals here pretty soon with your wealth, or it'll get devalued to the point of ridiculousness. So with that, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break right here. And we'll be back in a minute with some more headlines. Thank you very much.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, I'm Robert from Music by Robert. Getting married? Having a special party, birthday, or anniversary? Let me take it from ordinary to extraordinary. A huge music library, the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and lighting that will dazzle you. You know it's a real celebration when you hire Music by Robert. Call 347-4500. Remember, when only the best will do, it's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500 and let's celebrate.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Grab your friends and neighbors, we all can play a role. Volunteer, grab your gear, get voters to the polls. Turn passion into action, hold a registration drive.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds. This is 1460 KCNR Radio, home of Free Fire Media. And this is Radio Free Speech. How are we all doing out there? You know, hope you're having a great weekend. Got some more headlines here, and we'll just move right into them. The next headline comes from CNBC.com, and this was on July 15th of 2011. And the headline is Buying U.S. Debt Mind-Boggling. And this comes from Mark Faber, who is the author of the closely watched Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report. And this was on an interview with CNBC on Thursday. And what he's saying is that he doesn't think the U.S. would default in terms of not paying the interest on their debt. He's saying that they're going to default through the falling dollar. Okay, and what that means is, as Ben Bernanke begins to print more money, which everybody who's in the know is saying that that's what he's going to do, at least all of the people on the Austrian economic side is saying that's what he's going to do. And it's becoming crystal clear that if we don't keep printing money, that we are going to collapse. And that's kind of an interesting thing, because if we look at what's happening in the House and the Senate and with the president in these debt talks, you know, it's funny that the Republicans are starting, have been saying that, you know, we're going to not have any problem, if we don't raise the debt ceiling. And the Democrats are saying that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, it's going to be Armageddon, you know, and I don't understand that, because I'm thinking it should be the opposite. The Republicans should be saying if we keep raising the debt ceiling, it's going to be Armageddon. Otherwise, why would we be worried in the first place? And the Democrats should be saying, well, it's not going to be a problem to raise the debt ceiling. So I think what's happening here is, you know, $85 billion a month is not going in. They're starting to shut the valve off now into the stock market. So I think you can see a huge, downturn in the Dow here in the next week or so, and time will tell. We'll find out if that's the case. But if that happens and it starts to drop out from under everybody, well, what are they going to do with their current blame game? You know, the Kabuki theater goes on and on and on. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to say, see, we told you so to the Republicans. You know, we told you that it was going to be a big problem, you know. So what are they going to do? They're going to raise the debt ceiling, and they're going to have to start printing more money, because that's how they're going to default on this. They're not going to not pay the interest to the bankers. What they're going to do is devalue your dollar so that it becomes worth less and less and less by printing the money. So basically what that means is they steal your wealth right out from under you, because if you have money in the bank and they're printing money hand over fist, what happens is for every dollar you have in the bank that they print a dollar of, your dollar gets cut in half in value. They spend theirs into the economy, and by the time you spend yours, it's worth half of what it was before. That's how they're going to default on this. And so we're talking about getting a credit downgrade, you know, from Moody's on this ceiling debt. And, you know, this whole thing is just turning into a big canard here. He also says they will get an agreement and fiddle around with a debt ceiling. This is Faber talking. I disagree with the bond bulls that they are basing their case on deflationary environment. In such an outcome, tax revenues would collapse and stocks would fall heavily. That's exactly what I'm in total agreement with him. Faber predicts that 1370 was the high for the S&P index in 2011 and told CNBC if the stocks fall another 10 or 20% from here, another round of quantitative easing is inevitable. The risk here, here's the quote. The risk here is not to hold gold. Whilst there is the potential for 10% downgrade in the short term over the next 5 to 10 years, the gains will be big on gold. Or put it another way, the purchasing power of paper will fall. Cash is a very risky asset, except in times of major market corrections. Okay, so it's, in other words, what he's saying is that if you're holding cash, you could get totally burned here if they start printing more and more money. And so that's why you would want to be over into the precious metals. So with that, let's go to our next headline here. We've got several to go over. Let me get my cues sheet up here so I can see where I'm at here. Okay, here's headline number 5. Forget $50 silver. The real inflation adjusted silver high is $500. So, in other words, what's happening is that because of the market suppression on silver and even some of the suppression on gold, silver right now should be $500 an ounce when you look at the broad spectrum of everything that's going on. So it's and this comes from the don't-tread-on.me on July 16th. Right now, gold is nearly doubled its 1980 nominal high of $850. Silver, on the other hand, is still 20% below its nominal high of $4870. We went up there before, and because they increased the margins, they drove the price of silver back down, but silver's starting to break out again. We are going to, and this is from the article, it says, we are going to play fast and furious game of catch-up as the silver smashes through its previous nominal highs. Watch how quiet the media and all the silver bashers are at around this time. The silence will be deafening. Okay, we all know that $4870 in 2011 does not buy you anywhere what it did in 1980. And if we factor in the record 80 prices in silver using the government-rigged inflation numbers, that would mean that the real inflation-adjusted high of silver is $132 an ounce. This means that we are still 68% below the real high in silver. If we use the same inflation calculator for gold, we would see a real high for gold at $2305. This means we are still 31% below that record. Notice how that all the things being equal, you still have as much or better opportunity investing in silver than you do gold. So, what this all adds up to is that they've been talking about silver taking what they're calling a rocket to the moon shot. Okay, here's some things that you need to realize about silver is that when you realize that there's a lot less silver in the world since 1980, $500 an ounce is too low. When you realize there are 50% more people in the world since 1980, $500 an ounce silver is too low. When you realize that only about 15% of the world's population participated in the bull run of the 70s, $500 silver is too low. When you realize that there are more dollars, euros, yen, yuan, and other currencies in the world since 1980, $500 silver is too low. I think you're getting the point here. When you realize there's going to be a worldwide collapse of all fiat currency and all paper assets like stocks, bonds, and real estate are going to go under, silver is priceless. So one of the big U.S. banks texted me today, is what this person is saying, to say that if QE3, quantitative easing 3, actually happens, we could see gold at $5,000 and silver at $1,000. I feel terribly sorry for anyone fixed on fixed incomes tied to a fiat currency, because they're not going to be able to buy things with paper money. Now, this is you know, what we've been talking about all along, is the fact is that silver is a poor man's gold right now because of the suppression in the prices, and people can protect themselves by jumping over into silver with some money, even if they're just buying a coin or two a week. Right now is the time to do it, because I think we're getting to a point where we're getting into critical mass here. Things are starting to shoot up to a point where, you know, a panic could set in here pretty soon if we're not careful. So that is the answer, is to protect yourself from this fiat currency. So with that, I would like to go to a video clip here that we have of, it's a clip from Glenn Beck's new TV series, GBTV, and it's talking about a massive lie that Mr. Obama was caught in this week. And it's interesting that what happened was a person started investigating some of the things that he's been talking about with the healthcare and you know, some of the campaign slogans, and talks about his mother, how she died of cancer at age 53, and you know, spent the last months of her life in a hospital room arguing with insurance companies because they were saying that, you know, with the pre-existing condition, they don't, you know, they weren't going to pay for a treatment and so forth. Well, it seems to that this author named Scott Wright has been doing a little research on this and has found that he has found some, you know, quite a bit of contradictory information on this. In fact, you know, it's hard to not, I mean, and again, I like to think that I like to respect the office of the presidency, but at some point in time, where does this end? I mean, when you catch someone in exaggeration after exaggeration after exaggeration, when does that turn into a lie, and when do you call it what it is? So with that, I'd like to have you listen to this portion of the Glenn Beck Show.
Let me be clear. What he has said in the past was,
I'm like, if a family care physician works with his or her patient to help them lose weight, modify diet, mm-hmm. monitors whether they're taking their medications in a timely fashion, mm-hmm. they might get reimbursed a pittance. Mm-hmm. But if that same diabetic ends up getting their foot amputated, that's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Immediately, the surgeon is reimbursed.
So the doctor is just making money hacking people's feet off. I mean, give me one example, okay, all right, Mr. President.
All right. Let me be clear. Why are you nitpicking on the, the misspeak mm-hmm. of the cutting feet off?
All right. There's probably no other. You think there's no other?
No, let me be clear. What he has said in the past was,
and you come in and you've got a bad sore throat, or your child has a bad sore throat, or has repeated sore throats.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The doctor may look at,
or your cat does,
the reimbursement system and say to himself, you know what? I make a lot more money if I take this kid's tonsils out.
Now, he may do that. I don't think anybody is doing that, but he may.
Let me be clear.
Yes, please
let me
be clear.
What he has said in the past was,
there's some good craziness going on, because they looked at each other and they decided, we know that in the world as it has been, it might not be possible for us to get together and have a chat. Mm-hmm. But something's stirring across the country because of what happened in Selma, Alabama, because some folks are willing to march across a bridge.
Yeah, 3 years
and
later.
So they got together and Barack Obama Jr. was born.
Unfortunately, Barack Obama Jr. was born 3 years before the Selma March. Which kind of makes that story.
Let me be clear here.
All right, okay.
What he has said in the past was,
I had a uncle who was one of the who was part of the first American troops to go into Auschwitz.
The first American troops in the Red Army, which is really a special unit. A lot of American troops are with American forces, but apparently his uncle was with the American troops in the Red Army.
Did he say he was with the American forces?
Because it was the Russians who freed Auschwitz.
Would it be a lie to say his uncle or family members were working with the Soviets? I don't know. All right. Let me be clear.
Yes.
What he has said in the past was.
So don't tell me I don't have a claim on Selma, Alabama.
You don't. You don't have a
claim. Don't tell me I'm not coming home when I come to Selma, Alabama.
You're not coming home.
I'm here because somebody murdered.
No, you're really not.
We went over that one. We went over that one already.
That's one of my favorites.
Do you have the flag grave?
Yeah.
Okay, because let's just wrap it up on this. The president does not have a problem telling the truth.
No.
He never does it. You would have to have a problem, you'd have to attempt it once in a while.
I know the promise of America because I've lived it. Mm-hmm. Michelle has lived it. You have lived it. It is the light of opportunity that led my father across an ocean.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's the founding ideals that the flag draped over my father's coffin stand for.
The ideals of the Kenyan flag.
Yeah.
Over.
That is. It was buried in Kenya.
In Nairobi, Kenya. Did they bury him
underneath
an American flag?
I'm not really sure.
I don't think his dad was really that fond of America, frankly.
What makes you say that?
I read his book and he didn't seem to like it at all.
GBTV.
The truth.
Yeah, let me be perfectly clear. Gee, at what point in time are we having a little problem telling the truth here? So it's getting to the point of utter ridiculousness, isn't it? With that, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes or a couple minutes, and we'll see you then.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef Johnston Deli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Just about enough of your talking, I guess we should have known. You were always in this for yourself. Selling hope and change and promise like a salesman on the phone.
This is Sovereign Minds Radio, and we're back, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media. You know, we're going over some more headlines here, and it looks like the chat room's staying pretty busy. Thank you guys for your support. I need it today. Looks like we're having a little trouble over there. Sally keeps getting kicked off. It'd be great if somebody would call in and throw me a lifeline here, ask a question if you have anything. And, you know, whatever you have on your mind. And if you have any questions about silver, gold, or taxes, the economy, I like to think that I know a little bit about all of that. So anyway, if you feel like calling in, the number here is 530-605-4567. And hope to talk to you here in a minute. Anyway, back to our headlines. Here's one thing I should probably talk about, since how we're on the silver aspect. Silver is up at $39.84 right now, and it looks like it's climbing. I think that the people that have been purchasing silver are pretty happy. The people that haven't purchased it yet need to start, you know, getting over there and getting your done, you know. And if you're not storing food, you know, you need to be. You know, just if nothing else, just do it for me here, because you know something, it'll make me feel better if y'all are, you know, stocked full of food out there in case we do go into this you know, economic disaster that's pending. I believe you know, our president, our government, our banking officials, they don't seem to be telling the truth very much these days. I don't know if you've noticed that, but when somebody says that gold is not money, you know, I'm starting to get a little skeptical here. So I've got Aaron on line one, and we're going to take her call. How you doing tonight, Aaron?
Hello. Well, you know, gold is not money, could just be some stupidness.
Well,
you know.
yeah, that's pretty much the, I think that's the obvious.
Yeah, we'll just call it stupidness.
You know, yeah, but this guy is the head of the Federal Reserve. He's not supposed to be stupid.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. My background, you know, part of my background is teaching. And you know, no one ever thinks their teachers might be unsmart. And yet we know that happens. So, anyway, I'm being silly. The thing I was thinking about, you mentioned taxes here a minute ago, and I thought, you know, the one thing that I don't know that people actually know much about, people live in fear of audits.
Well, that's true.
And that's something you're really good at. I think you should tell people how they can kind of proof themselves for that sort of thing, or at least go over a couple of the myths.
Well, that's good. We can do that. You know, I did a whole class yesterday for about 8 hours. I guess maybe that's why when I get here to the radio station, I talked about silver and gold and money, because
I
already told everybody. There was all three of them there. So do you have any?
Really super simple stuff that most people don't know that I learned from you a long time ago was that if you don't file by April 15th, nothing bad happens.
Well, that's true. That's true. About three quarters of the country files an extension until October 15th. And, you know, it's an extension of time to file, not time to pay. So the thing that you want to make sure that you do is that you, you know, do a quick assessment to see if you're going to owe anything before you file the extension. And if you want to avoid any penalties, you might put a payment in with the extension before you file, you know, to avoid any penalties. That's the big concern right there.
But, yeah, people panic. They think if it isn't in by the 15th, you know, a big hand's going to come out of the sky. And
I haven't seen that yet. I don't think the jackbooted thugs have showed up yet either. You know, I think I started doing taxes.
You haven't parked by the post office on the 15th, have you? You should see what goes on there.
You know, it's funny how, you know, it reminds me of a story back in the day when I first started doing taxes down in Fremont. You know, I started back in 1984 in San Mateo and then moved to Fremont later on. And one of the stories that was really funny was a lady, trying to get her tax return in to file it on time, and she was so paranoid about it. It was actually midnight. They're closing the doors on the post office. She sticks her hand into the steel doors. They crush her hand. They break her fingers. Doing it, and then we find out that you know, she's getting a refund, there was already an extension filed. So she broke her fingers out of sheer panic, and there was absolutely no reason to.
See, I rest my case.
There you go.
Okay. There are a lot of people don't know that.
We've got Elizabeth on the other line. I totally appreciate you calling in, Aaron. And, you know, hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. And talk taxes with people. People are not as well versed as you think in how to protect themselves.
Well, that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll open up the line for tax questions and all of the above. I mean, that's pretty much what I do. I guess I forgot about that.
One way to keep our money is to keep it from them, I guess. That's what I kind of was thinking.
Yeah, it's not how much money you make. It's how much money you keep. There's no question about it.
There you go.
Thanks, Aaron.
Well, you say hi to my good friend, Elizabeth.
I certainly will. Thanks, Aaron. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Elizabeth, do we...
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
Good. This is Aaron's good friend, Elizabeth.
Aaron's good friend, Elizabeth. All right. Very, very good.
Hey, I wanted your take on something. As I was perusing my normal internet haunts this past week, it was a video that was on the Tea Party website that somebody put up, and it's a montage of some of our really, really left-wing talk show hosts, such as Howard Stern, Jon Stewart, you know, those types of folks, a whole montage of them in different interviews with Ron Paul, and also just speaking to their audience, and they're all rallying behind Ron Paul. They've decided that he's pretty much the cat's meow. Can you comment on that? And I'll take my answer off the air.
You know, I think that this probably could be Ron Paul's year. It seems to me that the American people is starting to wake up and starting to realize that over the last 30 years that Ron Paul has been right down the line, for the Constitution period. He's been about sound money. He's been about, you know, getting rid of the Federal Reserve. He's been, not going into foreign wars. And I think, you know, the media has branded him having bad foreign policy and all of these canards that really are not true. The facts are that he's probably the best candidate out there, has the most experience, and has the most knowledge in order to do what we need to do in this country. And I think the American people are waking up because the mainstream media has been, you know, like I say, just absolutely hammering him for years. But people are starting to go to alternate sources of information. The internet is starting to become a game changer, because the fact is that you can get so much information out on the internet so quick now that people are starting to see through the lies that you couldn't catch before. You know, this little Obama clip is a good example about, you know, before the media could cover that up because there was no way that it would get through because there was no place else to go. So, you know, that's what's happening. I didn't catch the video on the Tea Party website that you're talking about, so I can't really speak to that. But I think that's what's going on here, is that, you know, we need to get behind Ron Paul, in my opinion, and, you know, support him. You know, he's, like I said, I met him in 1984, and he was saying the exact same thing that he's been saying now. Audit the Fed, get rid of the Fed, get back to sound money. And people think that is, you know, before that was some kind of radical point of view. But I guess if that's radical, our founding fathers were radical because they believed in freedom. They believed in a limited government. They believed in sound money. And, you know, I heard someone the other day talking about how capitalism isn't working and this. Well, you know, we're not following capitalism. We're following another plan, and it's not capitalism, because she was saying you can't. And the part of the argument that she was saying is that you can't. There's no proof that reducing taxes or not raising taxes benefits the economy. And I was thinking, why didn't somebody talk about the first 150 years where we didn't have an income tax, where we had sound money, and our GDP, our gross national product, doubled every 10 years? It's an economic boom that you can't even cover up in the textbooks because it's the biggest boom in the history of the world. It's what created cars and electric lights and airplanes and you name it. They came from America pretty much because of the freedoms that we had and the sound money and the capitalistic system. And everybody's standard of living got better and better and better over time. So, you know, that's what we need to talk about. And we need to get back to the Constitution. So, hey, thanks for calling in with that, Liz, because that definitely got me stirred up here. I'm a real big Ron Paul fan because I think he's the man that needs to be elected. You know, the mainstream media and the polls are starting to turn towards him. as opposed to against him, because people aren't getting to the point where, you know, something, you know, nobody believes anything they're telling us on the TV anymore. In fact, I shut mine off yesterday. I mean, I was only watching like two programs, and I'm thinking, why am I paying these guys $100 a month so that, you know, I can get a bunch of misinformation? I mean, I can watch the stock market ticker on my computer and the gold spot prices. So I shut it off yesterday. I've had enough. So anyway, I think we're getting pretty close to a break here. I'm not sure how much more time we got, but I think it's time for a break, and that's where we're going to go. So I'll be back in a few minutes with Sovereign Minds Radio, 1460 KCNR.
It's going insane. It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, I'm Robert from Music by Robert. Getting married? Having a special party, birthday, or anniversary? Let me take it from ordinary to extraordinary. A huge music library, the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and lighting that will dazzle you. You know it's a real celebration when you hire Music by Robert. Call 347-4500. Remember, when only the best will do, it's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500 and let's celebrate.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing?
Welcome back to KCNR. I love that song. I wanted to hear the part about the freedom. I've got the chat room kind of going crazy. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And, you know, they want to hear a funny story about an audit. So I think I can probably come up with that. And first, we got Dan on line one. And let's see what he has to say. Good evening, Dan. How are you doing tonight?
How you doing, Mark?
The fun never stops.
Good. Hey, I had a couple things I just wanted to bring up. And one of them is for your listeners. And you may have pointed out before, but I just finished reading The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Good book.
And I think it's a good history book. It should be in every school, 8th grade, or at least 8th grade history class.
Absolutely.
Class. But it really puts it in perspective, really put it in perspective for me.
Good, very good. Yeah, that's pretty much about the banking and the money and the whole nine yards and, you know, the real problem of why we're having all of these issues right now.
Oh, exactly. And then the other thing is I'm a Ron Paul fan, too. In fact, right now I think he's the only man I would trust if there was an election today that I would vote for there. And I'll take this off the air, but would you compare him would you think? I kind of look at him as a modern-day Thomas Jefferson. So if you can comment on that, I'll take that off the line. Okay, thanks.
Well, thanks, Dan, and I totally agree with that. I think Thomas Jefferson, you know, just a few quotes right off the top of my head. I mean, he said that he believed that the bankers were more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If we allowed a private bank to issue currency, we'll wake up homeless in the lands that our fathers conquered through taxes and inflation and the large corporations that would spring up around us and deprive our children of their heritage, basically. So, yeah, absolutely. I believe he is a modern-day Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was pretty much a Renaissance man. He knew a lot about just about everything, and I like to think that Ron Paul fits the shoes as best we can. Obviously, we'll never have another Thomas Jefferson, but they're on the same wavelength. I mean, I think the founding fathers were brilliant, dynamic people, and they set up a system for us to have freedom, and we need to keep it. You know, that's the thing. We need to get involved. We need to start fighting back, and we need to start keeping our freedom. So with that, I will tell a funny audit story. Okay, this reminds me of an audit that I did once in San Francisco, and my client was a person named Manjeet, and he was from India. Now, Manjeet came over from India, where the economic opportunities were not nearly as good as they were here. And he went to San Francisco, and we had this thing called the Millionaire Club that we like to think that we're going to be all future millionaires. And so we got together and we were learning how to do buy real estate and set up rental properties and so forth. So, he did really well. In fact, he did spectacular for the first year or two. He was a real go-getter, had a lot of ambition. So he had like 16 rental properties in the first couple of years. Well, of course, he got audited. So, I told him, I says, no problem. You know, just bring your records in over to me and let's start organizing these records so that we can take them in and do the audit. Well, the first meeting, he shows up with about, five, 10, big black garbage sacks full of paper. You know, these are his records. And he says, I have no idea what you're talking about, Mr. Kent. He says, I cannot put these in order because I don't know what order they should be in. And I, okay. So we spent a bunch of time with him, and we were trying to organize him. And the next meeting, in the meantime, we're getting a letter. We have to show up on Friday. So I send him home, give him instructions, tell him what to do. So we're down in San Francisco. This is at the McDonald's at Golden Gate and Van Ness. And we're heading over to the federal building to go into the audit, and he shows up there. And again, I mean, this thing is an absolute huge mess. This happens two or three times. Finally, I said, well, listen, we got to go in and talk to the auditor here anyway. And we finally have narrowed this down to a box, at least from a big black garbage sacks full of papers. And so we go in there and we sit down and I tell the auditor, we're not going to have this exam today. He's not ready. And of course, the auditor, she's getting angry. Well, we're going to have the exam today right now. And and she was kind of this big black woman who was kind of a bully. And, she was used to getting her way. And, so we're having a tug of war contest over the records box on her desk on the top. And I finally win, I pull the box away from her, She says, this is absolutely off the charts, unheard of. I've never seen anything like this. I'm going to get the supervisor, And I look over at Manjeet, and Manjeet's like turning white. I mean, you know how dark Indian guys are. And, he looks like a ghost. And I'm thinking, what? So here comes the supervisor, and he's a little Chinese guy about 4 feet tall. And he's, totally not intimidating. And he says, we're going to have to issue you a notice of deficiency, and you will have to respond accordingly. And I said, well, that's fine. Do what you got to do. And, so a notice of deficiency means you petition the tax court. Not a big deal. It takes 5 minutes to do. So we get outside and I look over at Manjeet and I go, Manjeet, when he went to get the supervisor, I thought you'd seen a ghost. And he says, in India, when they go to get the supervisor, they're going to bend your knees backwards. So the moral of the story is you really don't want to get audited in India. Thank God we're in America, because they don't bend your knees backwards when you don't hand the records over. So that's one story there. Another story that I could tell about is the station wagon that was not a parking lot, or the parking lot sweeper that was not a station wagon. I had a client go into a an audit by himself before he became a client, and he had an argument with the auditor, and they said that he owned a parking lot sweeper company down in Fremont. He still does, and he's still a client, and he said that his parking lot sweeper, he was deducting it, and the auditor told him this, that she didn't believe it was a parking lot sweeper, that it was a station wagon. And he's like, really? It's a parking lot sweeper. And she's, well, I don't have time. I don't really need the... See, so what you have to understand is here is that they were bluffing. She was bluffing him out of his money because she didn't want to take the time to do it. Because the, you know, the real deal is that she can't really examine, or she can examine your records, but she can't change your tax liability without you signing a release and consent to that. So, you know, she was bluffing and intimidating him out of his deductions. When we got a hold of the case, we went to appeals and we said, you know, we're in there talking to the appeals officer and we're going, okay, here, it's not a station wagon. We've got pictures. We've got documents, canceled checks. We've got sales receipts. And guess what? It magically turned from a station wagon when we went to the appeals officer and got it away from the auditor into a parking lot sweeper. And so that just goes to show you how dumb some of our government maybe that's a little too strong. Maybe it's not, because that was pretty dumb, wasn't it? And so, at one place you go in and it's a station wagon, and the next place that you go in, it's a parking lot sweeper. So that's just one of the couple of thousands of stories that we could tell about audits. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that. And I'm going to go back to, I'm not sure how much time we got. We had about 5 minutes, I think. And so... I got a couple more headlines here to read. This is from the website of goldsilver.com. And I like the headline on this one. It says, wow, what is that a chart of? And this is from the Don't Tread on Me again. And it talks about the Crimex. And how the drop in the Crimex has been going. And his wife was commenting on the fact is that she'd never seen anything drop off that quickly. So, and we're talking about the silver stores at the Crimex, you know, the COMEX. So anyway, the last headline, and then we'll start to wrap this thing up. Bob Chapman says that, and this is, a headline, that crisis and collapse, unfortunate but inevitable. And this is from the internationalforecaster.com. Fraud, the cause of the credit crisis. Fraud stalls the recovery. Greece credit spreads to Italy. Eurozone bound to fail. U.S. debt rating to be revised. Debt ceiling to be raised. Municipal credit rating also downgraded. Harmony in the system is coming to an end soon. So all you people out there, you better start getting prepared. So anyway, I see at the chat room. I guess they enjoyed the stories that I just told. I guess some people are rolling around on the floor. And anyway, so with that, let me button this thing up a little bit here. Remember, we've got to get to the Reading Tea Party Patriots over there at South Bonneview, Bonneview Baptist Church. I think we're going to have Sam Peretta there tomorrow night from California Gun Owners. And make sure that you listen to We the People on Sunday mornings at 8 to 10 a.m. and Sovereign Minds from 6 to 7 on Sunday evenings. You can go to ReadingTeaParty.com for more information. Get to the Reading Tea Party near you and find out how you can get involved. You can make a difference, and you can learn about the issues that are going to affect you most in the coming months. What is the solution to all this? Being prepared. How? You need to start educating yourself on the issues. You need to quit ignoring things. You need to turn off the TV. You need to start figuring out what's going on here. You need to start getting prepared, store food, you know, get some gold, I would actually say silver, and start putting it away. And, you know, again, we've got to start getting prepared. That is the answer, and that is going to be what takes us and gets us through this thing, guys, and we will get through this thing, I assure you. But the more people that are ready, the better off we're going to be. Now, this is a quote. I'm going to end with a quote. And it is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from the government. That was Thomas Paine. And I think that's what we're talking about here, is that when we had the revolution, it wasn't from a foreign government. It was from our own country. This is Sovereign Minds Radio. KCNR1460.com. Hope to see you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiangresso. Still no plan in place to raise the U.S. debt limit.
Well, it's becoming a cliffhanger, that's for sure. The Obama administration thinks there is still time, although August 2nd deadline, that deadline is approaching quickly. Now, there hasn't been a bargaining session at the White House since last Thursday, and there's no new meeting scheduled yet. Meantime, the president's budget director, Jack Lew, has been out and about hitting the Sunday talk shows, saying there is time to get something big done, and saying that's the president's goal.
Fox's Steve Santani, House Republicans vote this week on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution requiring the government to not spend more than it takes in, but approval's unlikely in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Rebecca Brooks, the former British newspaper chief of Rupert Murdoch's media empire, is free on bail after 12 hours in police custody.
Rebecca Brooks' spokesman said that she went to the police by appointment and ended up under arrest in the latest twist to this phone hacking scandal, which has involved not only the media, but certain members of the government who've been accused of being too close to powerful players in the media and even to police who have been accused of taking